The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. When Judas had gone, Jesus said, "Now has the Son of Man been glorified, and in him God has been glorified. If God has been glorified in him, God will in turn glorify him in himself, and will glorify him very soon. My little children, I shall not be with you much longer. I give you a new commandment. Love one another just as I have loved you. You also must love one another. By this love you have for one another, everyone will know that you are my disciples." The Gospel of the Lord. At his early morning mass last Wednesday, attended by Vatican Bank employees, the Holy Father, Pope Francis, had this to say in his short homily, which focused on the theme of the Church and of love. And this is what he said. "The road that Jesus willed for his church is the way of difficulties, the way of the cross, the way of persecution. And this makes us wonder, what is this church? Because it seems it is not a human enterprise. The church," he said, "is something else. The disciples do not make the church. They are the messengers sent by Jesus. And Christ was sent by the Father. The church begins there," he said, "in the heart of the Father, who had this idea of love. So this love story began, a story that has gone on for so long and is not yet ended. We, the women and men of the church, we are in the middle of a love story. Each of us is this link in this chain of love. And if we do not understand this," says the Holy Father, "we have understood nothing of what the church is." So said the Holy Father on Wednesday. And it's a strong statement. It certainly came over to me as a very strong statement. It's a powerful statement and an uncomfortable statement. And it actually brings us to the heart of today's gospel. "I give you a new commandment," says Jesus. "Love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also must love one another." So what's new about Jesus' commandment of love? After all, the commandment to love has always been enshrined in the Torah, the Jewish law, and particularly in the book of Leviticus. You must love your neighbor as yourself. And our Lord reaffirms this commandment. But what's different about Jesus' command to love is the quality of the love we are required to give expression to. It's to be the same quality of love as Jesus has for us. So let me repeat what our Lord said. "Love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also must love one another." It's a love that was prepared to offer the ultimate in what one can give, one's very life. And throughout the church's history, there have been countless numbers of Christians who've offered their lives for love of others. We all have our Christian heroes, our saints, many of whom have given marvelous witness to this love. Authentic love is so important because it seeks the well-being and the good of the other, and the common good of society and of our own communities. And so love is the agent that transforms our lives. It has a unique transformational quality. It is life-giving and life-affirming. And there are many expressions of love, the highest of which I have just spoken, is the sacrifice of one's life for another. But for most of us, we will not be called to give expression to this particular high form of love. For most of us, it will be expressed in less dramatic ways. Yet they too will also be transformational, although we may not see the results for a long time, and sometimes not at all. And love expresses itself in acts of kindness, generosity, and self-giving. There are many examples. Helping those that are most needy. Love is when you sacrifice your own precious time to be there for another who is in some sort of difficulty or in distress or suffering anguish. Love affirms the other who may only need a smile or a word of encouragement. There are countless number expressions of love. And what a huge difference love can make in our world, in our local communities, and in our very own community. Little wonder then that our Lord was so insistent that his disciples live a life of authentic love, which has its source in God, who is love and who manifested this love so beautifully in Jesus, who showed us the way of authentic love. It is when we express in our own lives this kind of love that everyone will know that we are the disciples of Christ. They will recognize the distinctive quality of this love, the love of Christ. And it is this love that transforms this world of ours so that it will become the new heaven, the new earth, the new Jerusalem envisioned in John's Apocalypse. And we are part of this drama of love. Again, in the words of the Holy Father, we, the women and men of the church, we are in the middle of a love story. Each of us is a link in this chain of love. So we might ask ourselves, if we dare, individually and as a community, whether we are a strong link in this chain of love, or rather a weak link.